Being involved starts with being informed. Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Al Ruskowski.
On April 8th, the NSAA had a huge vote by 51 of their members. Here with me is Karen Bowling. Karen, the NSAA, the Nebraska School Activities Association, on April 8th rejected really a common sense policy and a proposal that I find difficult to comprehend.
The proposal that NSAA Representative Assembly voted for would have been sex at birth proposal to participate in any of their activities. And 24 of the 51 members said yes. We believe Nebraska students should participate by their sex at birth. However, 27 voting members said no, and there was one abstention. So what that means to Nebraska students, if you're participating in athletics, vocal or band competition, speech or debate, you now have the opportunity as a transgender student to participate in an activity that is different than your biological sex, and you now can participate on what you perceive yourself to be.
Karen, when we talk about this, the real concern is, say, a boy playing on a girls' basketball team. Is that same boy then being allowed in that girls' locker room?
Well, technically, you are supposed to be in the bathroom of your biological sex. We have growing concerns. More questions still remain that did not get answered.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188. Or visit our website at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.